ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoch Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
We're learning Maseches Eruchin, Daf Chav Ches, we're going to start the Mishnah. This Mishnah is now talking about the dinim of charamim. There's a din of someone making a chayrim on his nechasim. Like we'll see in the Mishnah at the end of Chav Chesim and Days, there's two types of charamim. There's a chayrim for hektish, it goes to Bedek Abayis. There's a chayrim for kehanim, which are considered kadesh. They are considered osu b'hanah, kol's man, you didn't give them to a kohen. But then when you give them to a kohen, they go out l'chulin, and they're a matnas kuna, they go to a kohen. We'll see more about that on the sugi of Daf Chav Tes. The Mishnah says, a person can make a cherim from his sheep, from his cattle, his avodim and shvachis, if they're avodim and shvachis kananim that he owns, as opposed to the next Mishnah, Eved Ivri, which he does not own, misteich uzasei, which he owns, as opposed to a stei mikna, which has to go back to Yevil. It's only some of them. He can't be machrim everything, and it doesn't work even with the Eved. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Ma'am l'gvoy einan amashay l'hachrim kol nechasav, alachas kam v'kam eshadam chasal nechasav. If even for a mitzvah, they're giving it to hektish, you can't be machrim all your nechasim, so koshkein, you can't stam waste all your money. And the Gemara explains what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. We'll speak about that soon. Now the Gemara darshins the drasha for Rabbi Elazar because it says, "Acher meshiyacham es adam mikol ashaloi." Mikol ashaloi means mixas. So you see that you can't be machrim everything, and then it says me adam from the adam, meaning the avadim and shvachis hakananim. So you see only me adam, but only a mixas. And mi behema, v'lekol behema, mi steachuza, v'lekol steachuza. And then Rabbi Elazar learns out from the word ach, that even with the Eved, it's not chal. Now the Mishnah doesn't say beferish that anyone argues in Rabbi Elazar and holds with the Eved it is chal, but the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis says that we paskin like the Tanakama, that with the Eved it is chal. But it's not 100% clear, where did he exactly see a Tanakama? In the Mishnah, doesn't say clearly that anyone's chaylik on Rabbi Elazar. The Rambam in Yad also says, like he says in Pirish Mishnais, in Perek Vav Alacha Beis, that machem adam mitzaynim mekarim avadim shechaysav aknanim, avaloy yachem kol behem, devaloy kol avad, avaloy kol sedaysav, vimhirchem esakol, afil hirchem kol nechasav reelu mukhramim. So the Rambam, he also says, b'di'evit it's good. And far shemol bothered, where did he see it exactly? The Kesef Mishnah says, that since it says Divir Rabbi Eliezer, so that sounds like that's only a Das Yachid, and there is a Chachamim that argue. And he says it's also Mefurish that way in the Tesefta. The Tesefta is also Mefurish that there's a Tanakama of Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds that B'di'evit it works, and Rabbi Eliezer's Mechadish that B'di'evit it doesn't work. Now the Mefarshim is still a little bothered, because even the Sif Tesefta, but the Gemara didn't bring the Tesefta, so we usually don't pass like Tesefta if the Gemara doesn't bring it, and the Gemara didn't bring any Dei Achelekes, so Mehechatesa. Now, the Chazay Nachum says, and it's also in the Mekeves HaMishnah, the Chazay Nachum is a Pirish Kadman on the Mishnais, at the Ram at the end of Vilchus Erechim Charamim writes, Oilm lo yak tishadna vlo yachrim kol nechasav, so the Rambam includes in this Isser to be machrim kol nechasav, who would then be makdish kol nechasav. So you see the Rambam holds that this din of kol ha-shaloi applies by cherim and by hektish equally. So if that's true, the Mishnah a little bit earlier on Daf Chav Gimel talked about someone who's makdish kol nechasav, ma'am le'tfilin. So you see clearly that it does work when you makdish kol nechasav. So that's the Tanakama, perhaps, that the Rambam meant, that the Mishnah earlier that said, a makdish kol nechasav ma'al mitfil, the Gemara talks about the halachas, and Eloi, because Ishtar Yubanav, the Gemara talks about the halachas of somebody makdish kol nechasav, obviously, that Mishnah held it worked. And now here, the Mishnah now says that, in hechrim einem uchrim divir abelezer, and the Rambam didn't want to be mechalat in hektish and cherim, so al karchach you see two shittas. That's what it says in Mekevus, the Mishnah, the Chazai Nachum, all the Mepharshim say it. There's a Chsam Sefer in Shuvah Sarachayim, Simon Kuvchav Dalad. He wants to say that it's actually a Machlekes or Blazin or Blazin Ben Azariah. The Kesef Mishnah says or Blazin Ben Azariah doesn't say Nalik or Blazin. He just adds that you see that the Torah was Chas, not to be Machim Kol Nechasa Fehekdish, Kal Vechaymer, if it's not Fehekdish. But it doesn't discuss what happens with the Evid. But the Chsam Sefer says, no, that Al Karcha coined her Blazin Ben Azariah, that the Evid it is Chal. Because he says like this, the Gemara says, what's the difference between her Blazin Ben Azariah? And the Gemara says, the Rabila Ike Benayu, the Rabila that says, B'ushif Skinu, Hachamim Ayivazes, Ayivazes Yesim Michaimish. And the question is, do we have this din that someone's not allowed to give away more than a chaimish of his nechasim to tzedakah? Rashi explains, Rabbi Elazar holds his exeris akasiv, he can't give away everything. If you leave something, you don't have the exeris akasiv anymore. So it's okay to waste all your money. I mean, if you give away every single drop, that the Torah says it's not chal. But if you leave a little bit, it's already chal. Rashenger Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, no, this pasuk is a pasuk against wasting money. So even if you leave a drop for yourself, you're still wasting money. You can't waste money. And that's what is a din. How much you like to be mevazes? 20%, a fifth, that's it. So zot, the Chsam Sefer, that much you see in Kama Gemaris, you see that the Gemara says a lot of times, different halachas change, things are considered roi to a person, even if it's only roi for an ani, because he could be an ani, he could be mafkiz nechasim. So obviously it's chal, even if you throw away all the nechasim, it's chal. The hefk is going to be chal. I mean, you could say that you saved a little bit for yourself, but enough that you're going to be mafka the nechasim, enough that you'll be an ani, and it's still chal b'dievid. So al-karchuk b'ha pligi, Rabbi Lez is saying it's exeris akasiv and hektish. He said then, hektish is only chal on mixes nechasim, it can't be chal on kol nechasim. If you makdish kol nechasim, it's not chal. You have to mishayah something. Mashengen and Blazman Azariah holds, he said, then you can't waste money. And you can't say that if you waste money, it's not chal, because you see, by Mafkal Lenichse, Sal Karchach, Blazman Azariah is also arguing about this Nakuda, that Blazman holds this Exeris Akasiv, is not talking about, it's not discussing whether you are or are not allowed to waste money. And Blazman Azariah holds, no, it's telling you it did not to waste money. So according to Blaz, it's only all the nechasim. It's exeris akasiv. According to Blaz Mizayah, even rave the nechasim. Stam, you can't waste money. Al karchach nichol, and that is that according to Blazer, you could say it's not chal. It's that the Torah was makbid. You learn it from the pasuk. Even with the evidence, it's not chal. According to Blaz Mizayah, zicha wasting money is chal. It's mefurish all over shas. Elamai, it's stam a halacha. Stam like an eitz teivam. Stam and din in what's right and what's not right, but with the Evid, it would be chal. That's what the Chsam Sefer says, Arachayim Simon Kufchav Dalet. Now, in Shittas Rabbi Elazar, that if you're makdish everything, it's not chal, that's mavur in the Mishnah and the Gemara, not only if you makdish all the nechasim, but even if you makdish one min of the nechasim, it's also not chal. Like may adam v'lay kol adam, mi behemah v'lay kol behemah, mi shtei achuzah v'lay kol shtei achuzah. So if you makdish all the adam and all the behemah and all the shtei achuzah, that also is not chal. So the Shita Mikavetzes brings from the Rosh that the first part of the Mishnah is mashma that even if you makdish all the tzayin, it's not chal. Even if you leave other behemahs, but machrim adam mi tzaynai u'mi bekara, you could be machrim some of your sheep, some of your cattle, some of your avadim, some of your shvachis, some of your steyachuzah. But it's mashma if you machrim all your sheep, even though you left cattle, or you machrim all the cattle, even if you left sheep. If you machrim all the avadim, even if you left the shvachis ukadayma, it wouldn't be chal. But it's like the Tei Zerush, it can't be. Because the Gemara dashes it from mei adam v'lai kol adam, and adam includes avadim and shvachis. The Gemara dashes from mina behema v'lekola behema, and behema includes both tzayin and bakar. So the Taisirah says that the only time it's not chal is if you makdish all the behemas. But if you just makdish all the tzayin and you leave bakar, or you just makdish all the bakar, leave tzayin, or you just makdish all the avadim leave shvachas, and just makdish all the shvachas and leave avadim, it would be chal. That's state, the shittim of gevetzes b'shem the rush. So the Chazai Nachum, on the Mishnais, he says the Rambam is mashman avayoso. The Rambam says, the Rambam got a holes like we said, but the evid is chal, but the Rambam's nusach is, machem adam itzayne b'karem avadim shuchaysa avaknanem isteach uzasa, exactly like the Mishnah, avaloy yachem kol behemtoi, v'loy kol avadav, v'loy kol sedaisav, v'loy kol min sheesh le b'shar metaltam, shnem mikol ha-shaloy. So when the Rambam says the Issa, what you're not allowed to do, he says, kol avadav, he doesn't say kol avadav, ay kol shifchaysav, he says, kol behemta, he doesn't say kol tzayne, kol bekari. So you see from the Rambam, the same thing like the Rush, that the kol is only when it's all the behemoth, not just all the tzayne or all the bakar, or when it's all the avadim, not just all the avadim as opposed to shvachas, or all the shvachas as opposed to avadim, but all the avadim, meaning all the avadim and shvachas together. But zog the Chazai Nachum, that the Mishnah and the Rambam is mashma, at least the beginning, it says, machem adam mi tzaynai, umi bikarai. It sounds like some of his tzayn, some of his sheep, some of his bakar, but he shouldn't do all the tzayn or all the bakar. So he says, there's two dargis. Legame mitzim in a mufchar, even one of the minim, even just the tzayn or just the bakar, you shouldn't do all of it. But legabi the iser, the Mishnah that holds that it won't be chal even with the evin, the Rambam that's saying there'll be chal with the evin, or kapon will be an iser, that is only over the iser when it's all the behemoths, or all the avadim and shvachais, not just one of the minim of that. So the chayr is, as I state in the Teisa Rosh, as I is meduyik in the Rambam, that is a sefer mutzel me'esh, mefayrishe and erchin, that's a little bothered because the Gemara asks the kasha, why do you need everything? Why do you need adam v'leikol adam, and also sada v'leikol sada, misa v'leikol sada? So he explains, if it would just say adam, because adam is sagile b'lei avayda, sada maybe you could, and if it would just say those two, it's chiyusa, but metaltele maybe you could, and that's why he needs it for. And then the Gemara said, why do you need behema? And the Gemara said, Joshua, why do you need behema? To tell you it's dafka something which you have rishus to sell l'olam. As opposed to a bas, you can't be machrim, even though you could sell, because you can't sell l'olam. That's the sugyas HaGemara. So he's saying, his kasha is like this. If you're going to say that the only issa is when you do all of a category that's in the pasuk, like all the adam, all the behema, all the steachuza, so what's the kasha? Why it has to say behema? If we wouldn't say behema, even if we would know that avada behema is bechlal, but we wouldn't know behema is bechlal as a separate category. You would think behema and metaltum is one big category. Just like now, behema is bechlal, but you don't say that the tzayin is a separate category and the buck is a separate category. You need mina behema to tell you the category. So maybe that's why the Torah to tell you all these things. It had to tell you mina adam. It has to tell you Misteach Uzasai. It has to tell you Mina Behema, and has to tell you Mikol HaShaloi, all the rest of the Metaltalim, to tell you that these are the four categories, that you can't deplete any of these four categories, as opposed to any subcategory within these categories. But the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is saying you need a Tzrichasa. Vice is from the Gemara that if it would say one category, like let's say it would just say Adam, and you wouldn't have a Tzrichasa, so you'd know everything. And what does it mean you'd know everything? Not that you can't be machrim everything together, because then you need a pasuk to teach you these separate categories. Elamai means that you'll know that you can't deplete one entire category. So Ivazai, then it would already make sense that Sain is a whole category by itself, and Bak is a whole category by itself. It says, Mina behema, v'lo kol behema, that's for a tzrichasa. Without the tzrichasa, it wouldn't say it all together. You'd know it from Adam. So what would you know from Adam? That behema has a klali sigah category? Mechatesa. Why wouldn't you say Bakr alone is a category and Sain alone is a category? Chayr richtig gestell, Abba. Lamaisa, that's what it says in the Rush, that's what it says in the Ramba. The Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, in Perek Chaf and Agah, stells an interesting shtel. He says, the Gemara here learns out the din of a mevazes al yevazes yosef mechaimish from this Reb Elazar ben Azariah that says that you see from ach sheyachem adam mikol hashaloi can't be kol hashaloi mina adam mina behema. So since you see that even for hektish you have to be, you can't waste all your money, so kol shkein for Stam Zachin, and that's where you see him Avazel Yivazes Yosef Mechaymish. So, he says, Oibazay, it should come out. That as everybody hektish, if you're gonna take away all your sadis, or all your behemoths, or all your avadim ushvachis, even if it's less than a chaymish to the nechassim, even if it's 1/10 of the total nechassim, because you have a lot of money, but that also you're not allowed to do. Thus state, you can't do all of one min. So the chay, who would if it's stuck, it should be that way. And there should be halacha, that besides ha mevazes, al yevazes, yesim chaymish, there should be halacha that you can't give away all your karkayis with tzedakah, or all your avadim and shvachas with tzedakah, or all your behemoths with tzedakah, even if it's less than a chaymish of your entire nechassim. And he says, it's interesting, no one brings down such a din. So Antipas can bring down such a din. So he says, maybe the pshat is that by hektish, so there, when machme, you shouldn't even waste all of one min, because it's for hektish, no one needs it. But by tzedakah, when it's an ani that needs it, and a person has a chiv tzedakah, it's not like hektish, you have no chiv, you don't have to give anything to hektish if you don't want to, but here, someone needs it, you have a chiv tzedakah, so there, yosef mechayv, if you're afraid, you'll also become poor. Mashayin kain, if it's not a chaymish, even though it's one entire min, they weren't machmen by tzedakah. Even though tzedakah is learned out from hektish, malkapanim, it's more chamer than hektish. Because by hektish, the pshat is, no one needs it. It's for a mitzvah, okay, so Neila, you can't waste all your money for a mitzvah. But by tzedakah, batsim, he needs it. Navas, you'll say you might need it more, chayecha kaidman. But as long as you're not giving away chaymish in a chasim, so the pshat is, he's a chenizah more than you. So even though you're depleting one entire thing, it would also be mutter. But he clears about it, because he brings up a svara, which we're going to discuss a little bit later in the shir, that the whole din of ha-mevazes al-yevazes yeshim chaymish is dafka when there's no ani right now that needs it. And you still want to give your money to tzedakah, but it's not pshat, there's a need that's right now kaim lefanav to take care of. So, then he says, Avada, if the pshat is an ani right now, so then you could deplete him in, because on that it was never said the dinam of vazes al yevazes yesu mechaymish. Now, Shagin, if you stop giving stakah, you stop want to give away your nechasif at stakah without there being an immediate need, maybe ain't a chinami, maybe you can't deplete one full min. But Lamaisa, he doesn't answer, but he said before that none of the pais can ever say such a thing. And he fears I said, Sarachim, becholzeh. So I thought, b'derech ulai, that maybe you could say that this thing about not depleting an entire min is only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds this exerus akasav, that there's a din mikol adam, stam a din, it's makav b'dievin, it's a din in hektish. So mel, there's a din, that if you go and makdish an entire min of yours, it doesn't work. Mashenkin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, who says that the yisayid is she'adam chas ha'mamaynai. So what's the difference if it's an entire min? As long as it's not going to affect the broader financial picture that you have, is a mela, that's okay. That's why when Usha said, mevaz le'yivaz, yesu mechaymish, 20%. But exactly what you mevaz was in that, it's not so negeya. That's what it would have said, but the Rambam l'chayr is not mashma that way. Because the Rambam in a perik vav, makes a point that you're not allowed to be makdish kol behemes or kol avadim or kol steich or kol asadeis. But he says, but the evidence chal, but you're not allowed to do that. And in Periches, he brings the din of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, that the yisayid is you can't be makdish all your nechassim, so you see the teres chasal mamayna, you're not allowed to waste your money. So you see, even though the Rambam in Periches apparently is passing Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, is bringing the din of Takanas Usha, together with this din of not being machim kol rechushai, still in Perek Vav, he paskins like Rebbe Eliezer that you can't be machim, you can't deplete an entire min. But Lamais, like the Chavetz Chaim says, you don't find this halach anywhere. Like if here's ice with Sarachim b'cholzeh. Now about the ikad din of Takanas Usha and the din of Mvazla Yivazes Yesim Chaimish, the Chreinim ask a kasha. There's a Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in Peyam that the Achreinim are bothered with, and also a Stira, the Rambam in Hilchus Matnas Aniyim about Stokam, and the Rambam here in Hilchus Erichin about Hektish. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in the first parak of Peyam, He talks about Gemilas Chasadim. It says in the Mishnah, Ein Leishir. And he brings the Yerushalmi that Gemilas Chasadim Ein Leishir is Dafka Begufay. But B'mamayna it has a shir. And the shir is a chaymish. And he says, you're not mechuyif to give more than a chaymish, except if you're doing it B'midas Chasidus. And he brings down the Yerushalmi that says, Nimnu B'ushali is other mafresh chaymish nechasav l'mitzvah. That an Ushari umasakin that you give a chaymish. And he explains that what does this mean? He says, if you have an ani which really needs money, pidyon shvuyim, they're avim, they're arumim, so you have to give them what you need. But you don't have to give them more than a chaymish. Let's say you can't afford to give them everything they need. If you gave them a chaymish, a yaitza. But you don't have to give them more than a chaymish except for midas chasidus. So the Rambam is mashma like this. The Rambam is mashma, first of all, that you're allowed to give more than a chaymish. So that's a chayv very shver. Agamara says, that Rabbi Sheva wanted to give more than a chaymish, and Bekiva didn't let him. Al Yavaz is Yesim chaymish, and I'll give more than a chaymish. And the Rambam says that it's Midas Chasidus, you could give more than a chaymish. Pella. Also, the Nemar and Ksuva says, Akasha, that Marukva said when he was dying, he gave away half of his money or a third of his money, and the Nemar said, how are you allowed to do it? It says, Avaz is Mechaymish, it says that's only when he's alive, Kushem Mistarach Labrius. When he's dying, it's not a problem. Why did the Gemara say it was Midas Chasidus? So the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, the Chayyah doesn't stim with the Gemara. The Rambam says that Midas Chasidus, you're allowed to give more than a Chaymish. And the Chayyah, another thing is Shver, that the Rambam is Mashma, that you're Mechuyif to give a Chaymish. He says, if you give a Chaymish, then you're Yaitza. There's no more Avain for not giving Tzedakah as long as you gave a Chaymish. But the Gemara here is Mashma, HaMavazes, Al Yavazes, Yaitza Mechaymish. You're not mechuyev to give a chaymish, you just can't give more than a chaymish. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim is also mashma, you're not mechuyev to give a chaymish. He's mashma one of these two chedushim. The Rambam is in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. He says, Bo ani v'shol de machsoire, v'ein yada nois l'maseges. Nois like if he has sagas yada. If an ani comes and asks for de machsoire, you don't have enough to give him de machsoire, so you give him as much as you could. You give him what you could afford. V'kama, al chamish is nechasav is mitzvah min amuvgar. To give him a fifth is a mitzvah min amufchar. The echa me'asoyim in a chasav veinini. And pachas mikan ayin ra. So there the Rambam is mashma, that you're not even mechuyev to give a chaymish. That's a mitzvah min amufchar to give a chaymish. But a veinini can give the echa me'aser. And the Rambam Pirish Mishnayi says a nusach, that if he gave a chaymish, so then you yaitza. It's mashma, if you didn't give a chaymish, you're not yaitza. Now the Rambam there in Hilchos Tzaken does not bring the din that you're not allowed to give more than a chaymish. He doesn't say either way so much. But the Rambam in Hilchos Erechim v'Karamim, he says, Loilam l'yakdish ov l'yechim kol nechasev, v'oysa zeda ov r'aldasa kasev, v'ein z'chasidus el ishtus, and he goes on, and then he says, Ela kol mafazim amayinu mitzis, al yafazi yasim chaymish. So here in Hilchos Erechim, here's where he says the din, of al yifazi yaisim chaymish. But in Matnas Anim, he doesn't say it. It's a bissel shver. And in Matnas Anim, he says in Nusach, if you give a chaymish, that's a mitzvah in a mufcha. But he doesn't say not to give more. So there's an Igris Mesha, Yeridei Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. He wants to learn that the Rambam holds that a mevazis al yifazis yaisim chaymish doesn't apply to tzedaka. It only applies to hektish and charamim. The Rambam says mitzvahs, but not to tzedaka. Tzedaka is different. And he says that the Shulchan Aruch passes that way, because the Shulchan Aruch does not bring the din of Avaz Yesim Chaymish in Hilchis Staka. He brings the Rambam's Lashin. You give a Chaymish, Mitzvah in a Mufkar. The Ramah in Sin Yaradei is Simen Kuf Memtes. I mean, Reish Memtes. The Ramah, he brings the din of Avaz Yesim Chaymish. But the Mechabe, he says, holds like the Rambam, that's not a din by Staka. So he says, so how come Rabbi Sheva was not allowed to give more? He says, because he couldn't afford it, which is a little bit shvei. The Gemara brings the legami, the din of Avazes Yesim Mechaymish. And Lamaisa, Rav Meisha does buy shvei on Marukva. Then Marukva, he was dying, he was very rich, he wanted to give half his nechasim. The Gemara asked the Kasha. And the Gemara says it's only Mechaim and not Lachamisa. The Chayim Mamish Mefurish, that it applies to Tzedakah as well. Rav Meisha buy shvei. But that's how he wants to learn the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that the din of Amavazes al Yavazes Yesim Mechaymish is dafka by Hektish and by other mitzvahs, not by Tzedakah. But like we said, it doesn't seem to stem with the Sugya. But Kama Achreinim say that Avada, when the Rambam here, in Hilchus Erechin says mitzvahs, Avada he means tzedaka also. But the Rambam in Hilchus Matnas Aniyim is talking about it tzedaka when you know about the Ani. The Ani's coming to you. You see the Ani, he's here and he needs the money. In that case, there's no din of him, Avazaz Ayavazaz Yaisim Yichaimish, and that's what the Pirish Mishnah is saying, that for me this Chassidus should give him more. Now, there's a Gemara in Tainis that says like this, Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Dalet, there are Blaz Ishbar Taisam, he would give everything to Tzedakah. The Gabon would try not to come to him. They'd run away from him because he gave too much. And one time he saw the Gabon, and they were running away from him, and he ran after them, and he had up his money that he needed for his daughter's wedding, and they couldn't run away from him, so they told him they're collecting for a Yasim, a Yasima. He gave him everything for his daughter's wedding. He said, they come first. And then this happened. He got money. Oh, Gemara. So the Gevurah Sari, Eifanoid asked the Kasha, how is he allowed to give everything? I'm a Vazla, Yavazis, Yasim, Yichaimish. And he brings the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis that you could do it more for Amidus Chasidus. He says, Yushalmi is Mashaway, because Yushalmi says, Beusha, Nimnu Beushali is other Mafresh Chaimish, the Chas of the Mitzvah, like we said. That sounds like Usha was Masin, you have to give a Chaimish, not that you can't give more than a Chaimish. But he says, it's very shrey, the Gemara is not that way, you want to mash the Yushalmi with the Bavli. So, the Gvura Seri's teretz on that Gemara is, that the emes is, our Gemara is mashed, is a machloikis tanon about the Kanas Usha, that Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold the Tekanas Usha, only Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah. So good, Rebbe Lezer Shetaisa, holds like Rebbe Lezer, doesn't hold the Tekanas Usha. But the Achrayim say that's a very good makar to the Rambam, that Al Kaponim, when it's kindly Aniyim, like in these cases, where he sees the Gaboi Tzedaka, and they're going around for a specific Ani, there's no din of Amavazai Vazyesim Chaimish. You're not mechuyev to get more than chaimish, but you're allowed to. The Birkei Yosef already says this from the Chida and Siman Reishim Tes and Shulchan Aruch. He says l'maisa is still a stira. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis sounds like you mechuyev to give a chaimish, but the Rambam in Yad says that giving a chaimish is a mitzvah and a mufcher, and giving ma'aser is beinani. And Lesa Maisri says it's Ayin Ra, but it sounds like you're not even Mechuyiv to give Maisr. If it's not Yodem Maseges to give all what the Aniyim need, so you give what you can. Chayvish is a Mitzvah and a Mufgar, Maisr is a Beinani, and Lesa Maisri is Ayin Ra. But it's not Mashmah that you're over on the Mitzvah Snaka. So, he says that the Rambam was chayzer legabe that point from the Pirish Mishnayis to the Yad. The Pirish Mishnayis he held you mechuyev to give a chaymish, and in Yad he held you not mechuyev to give a chaymish. It's just mitzvah min hamufchar. But the din of a mevazza yevazes yaisim chaymish, that's dafka when the Niyam aren't there. And a lot of the Achrayim say this. The Maaseh Chayshev brings it down over here, and the Torah Zeron says mamish the same shtickle in Peah, and he says, that's the Lashon Hamavazves. Hamavazves means you want to throw out the money, like someone who wants to give Hektish, he wants to give Chaim, he wants to do mitzvahs with his money. He's Mavazves. Then all your vaz is Yesim Chaimish. But if you take a avid stalker to do right here and now, you could give more than a Chaimish. And the Chavetz Chaim and Ahavetz Chesed, in Perik Yutes, Aizdalin, he goes a step further. He goes like the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, and he brings from the Gain and the Geras Agroa. The guy in the Geres Agra says that Laman Hashem Tavrish is a chaimish kashis to visicha v'lay tifchais ki bepachis mizeh oivim ha-koregal kam alavin v'asin. If you give less than a chaimish, every regi oivim kam alavin v'asin. And he means, he says, there's a lavalay sa'amets, a lavalay sikbais, a seyev seyech tiftach, a seyev nasin titein, a seyev v'cheyechi ka'imach. And he says, v'shokal ki l'kaifu b'tayra k'daisha. And the Chavetz Chaim explains, that's the Gemara, in Ksuvas Kalamalim, Ayin, Menani, Kiloivet, Avet, Zara. So the Gaon is saying a big Chiddush, that Mechuyiv to give Chaimish. Ay, the Gemara is not Mashmanawe. So he says, it must be this vart that the Gaon holds, that when there's no Aniyim around, so then you're not allowed to give more than a Chaimish, you're standing Mevazes. But when there's Aniyim around, it's Mutal and Yuachiv, to do what you can for day Machsayrek, and until you give a Chaimish, not Yetzin, it's a Starka Bechlau. And he says, and thus stayed in the Pirish Mishnayis. Now he was Nidchak Abyssal. He didn't want to learn that the Rambam was Chayzer in the Yad. So you want to learn that all that the Rambam says is that a fifth is a midah tova, and a tenth is a beinonis, and less is an ayin ra, is all when you can't really afford it. I mean, if you can't afford it altogether, so then I've had this anyway, not, then you don't have to give anything. But it means that you could afford it, you can't really afford it, it's a bizzle daichik. The Mahalach of the Birki Yosef is the chayyur correct, that much the Rambam was chayzer, and the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis was saying, and this is how the Goyin wrote to his wife in the Igeris, that as long as there are niyim there, there's a chiv of the machzerei, and until you gave chaymish, it's simply not yotzi chiv tzedaka. But the Rambam in Yad, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, holds that even when a niyim's there, it's not mamash a chiv. And he's bothered, how could maisha not be a chiv? I don't see why that's so shver. Even maisha's not mamash a chiv. It's not a malamayim in a tzedaka if you didn't give maisha. But lesser mice is already ayin ra. You should give at least nicer. And what exactly is the chiv? The chiv is a mishat of something. Hard to get exactly together of what the chiv is and when you're not being mekayim, you etzim chiv. Baal Kaponim, the ikavart that a mevazes al yevazes yesim in chaymish, the iser, is dafka when the aniyim aren't there. Now shaking when the aniyim are there. And the need is in front of you, then there's no din of ha-mavaz le-yavaz yesim mechaymish, and that's why the Rambam doesn't bring in a matnes aniyim. And that's why it says ha-mavazveis. What's ha-mavazveis? Let us not say, al-yitin yesim mechaymish. No, it's ha-mavazveis, someone who's trying to get rid of his money. Not that there's a cause that needs the money right now. This is the word, shtei shenim birki yesif. And the Torah says, Rambam, kam achreinim. And avad the eshlis mechal of lemaisa, if someone wants to give more than his chaymish of his nechasim for pressing needs, avad the eshlis mechal zeh. It's often a pirish mishnayis in peyam, and the mashmayis in the Rambam and Yad is also that way, that he doesn't bring down the din of hayavazviz and matnes aniyim. Avad that the avas chesed in perichof is marichav a lot of other teirim had on being mevazus yesim mechaymish. He brings a sheet of mekavetzes that fachzakas teir. It's muti yesim mechaymish because that's considered for you because you need it for your chelik and teira. And he says by osha muflig it's not negay al tistarich lebriya. Says a lot of the yesim mechaymish and kam other teirim on the sinyan ayin shom. And now let's see the next mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Amachem benoy ubitay." If someone is machem his own son and his own daughter, va'avdiv shivchasei ivrim, or is evident shivchei ivrim v'stei mknasay ein machrim. That doesn't work. Ein machrim. She'en on amachem davar she'en eshaloi, because he can't be machem them. They're not yours. They don't belong to you. That's what it says. Mishdal zechab. What's the time of eden amachem davar she'en eshaloi? Lamaisi, you do have a lamaisi yadayim. You could be makdish lamaisi yadayim. And the stay miknasi, you have it till yevil. Now, the ikar time is the Gemara Ilya said a drasha. The Gemara Ilya said a drasha that the Brisa says, Yachl yachem adam b'nei ubitay avdiv shevchasi yivim v'stei miknasi tamalayim behema ma behema yeshu shuslam meichav kol sheshu shuslam meichav. And the Gemara explains yeshu shuslam meichav la'ilam, it has to be something that's yours that you could be meichav la'ilam. And these you can't, so it's a mi'ed from the pasuk. It's not a svara. Avedin amakdish davar shein eshaloi. The chayin of pshat is that the enon amakdish davar shein eshaloi is telling you that you can't be machrim it completely. And that you can't be machrim it al kapanim, kafi the share where you have in it, that you learn out from the pasuk, as a lechayin of pshat. And the Mishnah goes further. Hakahanim valavim e machrimin, divar Rabbi Yehuda, Ebshim and Eimer, hakahanim e machrimin, shechram shalahem, valavim machrimin, Shein echaram shalahem. And the Gemara explains, by Kahanim, we're saying they definitely cannot be machrim because the cherim belongs to them. And Levim is a machlekes ibunin of Shimon. So the Gemara explains that the emissance to be machrim to stay achuzah that they can't do because the pasuk says, achuzah's oilam hilahem, and everyone's maskim to that. And the shail is, if you're makish metaltum to stay achuzah, Rebbe Yehuda holds he can't be machrim anything, because we're makish and metaltum to the stay achuzah, just like they can't be makdish to stay achuzah, because of the xeris akasav, so too they can't be makdish metaltum, and Shimon doesn't hold the hekish. Now, in regard to the kahanim not being machrim misvara, because it belongs to them, Sirashi says in Usach, What's he going to gain by being machrim? He's just going to be zeichet it. He won't give it to anyone else. So Taisus and Amabe is asked the kasha. That's true by metaltalim. But by karka, it goes to the kahane amishmar. So l'chayre, he can keep it. If it's not his mishmar, he has to give it to the kahanim in that mishmar. So Taisus says, "Ene chanami karka, you have to come on to the tam of achuzas elam milahem, which I would apply to kahanim as well. It's only by karka though that goes to the mishmar that you have that tam. Mashenge metaltalim, where the din is you give it l'chol kain sheyirtza. So then you need the tam of acharam shalahem." Now the Shita Mikvetzes brings that the Rosh has a kasha that what's his time of charam shalahem, even though they'll get it back, but it'll still be hektish in the meantime. So why is it in Negeya, the din of chayrim? Because the way chayrim works is, even chayrim mekahanim, until you give it to a kayin, it's hektish, and you can be mail in it. So why don't you say that even a kayin can make a chayrim that it's hektish in the meantime, until he's eich in it? It goes to hektish, the kahanim get it from hektish. Elam, are you going to ask that it should be zeicha right away because chatzer shlodim zeichalai? But what if it's not in his chatzer? What if it's in someone else's rishus? So then it should be able to be a din chayrim. And the nafkiminis, it's hektish until he's zeicha in it. As I fact the rush and he blinds with the tzarechian. I saw the Maisa Chayshev says two answers. One answer he says like this. He says, what does chayrim mean? What's taich chayrim? So the Sefer HaChinuch says like this. Chayrim means you want it destroyed. You want to get rid of it. You want to make a klal on it, he says. And he explains, this is the Shrashi HaMitzvah of the Chayrim. Someone says, all of it should be Mukhrim. Mukhrim is a lashon of utter destruction. And the pshat is, it's not yours. It's the Eibishter's. Mashkana Evet Kana Rabbi. And Klal Yisrael Zachin, he says, it doesn't pass klala. It doesn't pass Chayrim. You decide it should be destroyed, the Eibishter takes over. You want to throw it out? So that means the Eibishter is going to take it over. That's the pshat in Chayrim. Chayrim be'etzim is a destruction. No, you can't destroy. The Eibishter doesn't want Klal Yisrael's property destroyed. Doesn't want Klal to be chayit, to be shared by Makom Bracha. And it's not yours to destroy. Mashkon Evet Kana Rabbi. So Mel, the Eibishter takes it. Now there's Chayrim for Bedek of Ice. It goes to Bedek of Ice. It's Chayrim Mekainim. It goes to the Kainim. But the Eibishter takes over. Now, Zach, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Pshat is Lamaisa. You decided you want it destroyed. The Eibishter takes over. So he's not going to give it to you. He'll take it for himself. He'll take it for Hektish. He'll take it for the Kainim. So Zach, the Maisa Chayshah. So it's going to go back to you. So that's not Chayrim Bechlal. That's not destruction Bechlal. It's in the same place. You didn't destroy it. It's yours. So I wouldn't pass the whole Vart Chayrim here. That's what he says. I think it's a Geshmak of Pshat. He didn't like it. The Meister Chayshev himself doesn't like it so much. He says, it's only time of the Kura. You have to say a Teretz Alphilomdus. So Zag the Meister Chayshev a Teretz, and the Pshat's like this. If something is Mam and Kayin, so Be'etzim, the Kayin really could be Zeichen it without any Kinyan. Now the reason why a Kayin would need a Kinyan is, since the Bailam has Tevis and all, he could give it to any kain he wants. So the kainim are not going to be zeichem elav. The bialim decides which kain gets it. Till the kain makes a kinyan, so mela, it's not decided if it's this kain or that kain. Mashain kain, if it's mum and kain, and the kain himself has a tevis anah, so for shteitzach automatically it's going to go to him, so mela, it could be zeichem without a kinyan. It's mum and kain. The only thing stopping the kain from being zeichem is mech teis it's him, maybe it's someone else. If he's the one in charge of deciding if it's him or someone else, so then Avad will be Zeichem without a Kinyan. So Mel, the Rosh is asking, why don't you say the Chayim is Chalitz Hektish until he's Zeichem at Tzirik? The Teretz says he's Zeichem Shuk Me'elov. I, the Rosh says, where's the Kinyan? I say Chatzeri Shal Adam. Who says it's in the Schatz? The Teretz says he doesn't need a Kinyan. Thus a lane that it's Mom and Kayin can make a Schi without a Kinyan as long as he's the Kayin that's supposed to be getting it. Yishmak Teretz. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara at the end of the Amid, Amr Abchia Bar Oven, Hechrim Metaltlam Neisen Chol Kayin Sheyirtza. Someone who makes a Chayim a Metaltlam that he can give to any Kayin he wants. But Hechrim Sedaisav, you give it to the Kayin Sheba'isa Mishmar. Because there, by Metaltlam, it says Chol Chayim Yisrael L'chayyeh. L'chayyeh means to any Kayin. Mashen Kain by Sade, there it says Kistei Cherim L'Kayin Tiach V'Zasei, and you learn now from Gezel Ager. And how do you know by Gezel Ager you have to give it to the Kain of that Mishmar? Because by the Asham, it makes the Hekesh to the Asham, just like the Asham has to be given to the Kain of that Mishmar, so too the Mammon for the Gezel Ager has to be given to the Kain of that Mishmar. So the Gemara's Lashon is L'Kayin Shabaisa Mishmar. So the Ashayel and the Achreinim is the pshat that it goes to the Mishmar, it's mischalik to all the Kahanim, just like the Asham by the Karbanis. They have to mischalik to all the Kahanim, and not only that, but the Kahanim can't do business with it. They can't say, you take my chelik and I'll take your chelik. They can't sell it. It goes to the Kahanim, Meshuchan Gavari Kazachu. Is that true by Gezel Ager also? Or is it true that it's mischalik to all the Kahanim in the Mishmar? Or it's like the Gemara says, you give it to the Kahanim Shabbaisa Mishmar. Because as they fact, you're not going to makish it to Karbanis. Kabbanis b'shadis don't belong to the Kayin. I saw in the Dibris Mesha, in the Darim, Simon Ches, he says a schilluk, that by Kabbanis b'shadis, the Kabbanis don't belong to a Kayin. They can't be Mekanish and Isha with it. They have to eat its Meshulchan Kavai Gazach, or they're guessed by the Eivish to Shulchan. Mashenk and Gesel Ager, Vina Shvi is going to belong to the Kayin. It's his Mammon. It's Mammon. And same thing with Stei Cherim. He learns, Avada, there won't be a din. He brings to the Minchas Chinuch also that says, Avada, there won't be a din that you can't sell it, Ukadayma. That Avada can't be. Then the Shaila says, so maybe the Bechal is no din Chaluka. Maybe he has to give it to a Kain in that Mishmar, but he can decide which Kain in that Mishmar to give it to. The Lashon in the Gemara is Mashaway. Nice in the Kain Shabbaisa Mishmar. You give it to a Kain in that Mishmar. Taisus is also Mashman that way. Taisus, when he asks the Kasha that we mentioned before, that what's the pshat, that the Kayin can't be machim because it's theirs, what do you mean? It's not really theirs, they have to give it to the Kanim of that Mishmar. So Taisus says, Im hechem Kayin sedeim ene b'mishmartai, amai ene tzarech litna l'kayin sheba eisei Mishmar. Taisus tells us on the fact, if a Kayin is machim at a time that's not his Mishmar, why would he have to give it to a Kayin which is not his Mishmar? It sounds like if it was his Mishmar that week, so then we understood why he can't be Machrim. Well, even if it is his Mishmar, he would have to be at least Mechalikit and give the field to a Chaluk of all the kind in the Mishmar. So Taisus is Mashman, if it is his Mishmar, it would go to him, which is Mashman that he doesn't have to be Mechalikit in the Mishmar. It goes to the Kayin that he chooses in that Mishmar. It's a Machlekes Achreinim. The Chastei David on the Tosefta here is mefurish that it just goes to whatever Kayin you want, like we're saying. The Katshei David on Tmura, it's a Pirish Kadmain, he says that you do have to mechalikit. The Chazanish also, in Bechayr Simcha Vesiv Katan Vav, he also names on with the Clarkite that you have to be mechalikit. Rav Meisha, like we said, in Dibris Meisha, Darim Simchas is Mesupik, so Hashem Messiah also is Mesupik. There's also a shmuz like this. By Gezel Ager, Taisus and Bava Kama, Taf Kuftesim Ebeiz, who maskal HaKayin, he makes a point of saying that the Mishmar that you give it to is not the Mishmar that was there, B'shas that you stole from the Ger, or the Mishmar that was there, B'shas that the Ger died. It's the Mishmar that's there when you're bringing the Gezel Ager, just like the Asham. It's the Mishmar you're there when you're bringing the Asham. The Gemara learns out Gezel Ager from Asham, so it's the Mishmar that's there when you're bringing the Gezel Ager to the Kahanim. But the Eila Shloime here stells it up that Taisus here is not Mashma that way. Taisus here is Mashma by Charamim. Taisus' words are, when he asks that Kasha, if the Kayin was Machrim the Sedeyu, if it's not in his Mishmar, he says, it's Mashmah's totally the time of the actual time that he was Machrim, not the time that he comes to give the Sada to the Kanim after he was Machrim. Let's say he was Machrim one day, but he doesn't give it right away. He gives it the next week. So which Mishmah gets it? By Gezel Ager, it's totally when he's actually giving the money, paying back the Gzela to the Kahanim. By Stei Cherim, Taisus is Mashmah that it's a time that he was Machrim it. Then it says the Rambam is even more Mashaway. The Lashleimah doesn't bring it. The Rambam says, Naisin L'Kayin Shabbaisa Mishmah V'Shar Shehichrim. The Rambam says, Mefurish. It's the Mishmah at the time of that he was Machrim it. So the Eilish Leimah says it's not Shver. The Chayit Akasha is, if you learn out the din that has to go to the Mishmah from Gezel Ager, and Gezel Ager is the Mishmah when he pays back the Gezel Ager, So why wouldn't Stei Chayim also be the Mishmah when he brings the Stei Chayim, gives the Stei Chayim to the Kanim? So the Eilish Shleimeh says like this. He says, Gezel Ager is not Mam and Kayin until he actually makes the payment. Even if he's mafrish the payment, doesn't belong to the Kayin. It's a chayiv. He has to give money to the Kahanim. But the money, there's no Mesuim Dika money. Afrasha doesn't work by Gezel Ager. And Mamela, the money belongs to him. So it only goes to the Kahanim when he actually gives it to the Kahanim. That's when it becomes Mam and Kayin. So it's Tali in that Mishmar. Mashengim by Stei Chayim, the Din Mam and Kayin by Stei Chayim is Chal, right, as soon as he's Makdish, he's a Machim, and it has a Din Mam and Kayin. But the Chazon Ish is not the way. The Chazon Ish says it's not true. It's not Mam and Kayin, it's Hektish. Chayim Lekanim is Hektish until you give it to the Kayin. So right, it's not Mam and Kayin right away. He wants to be Matchik in the Lashon HaRambam that says you give it to the Kayin B'Shar Shehichrim, because the assumption is that he'll probably give it to the Kohanim right after he's machrimid. He's not going to wait a week or more than a week. That's the assumption. I guess he'll say the same thing in Taisus also. The Bashar Sheikhim is lav dafka. The assumption is, of course, he's giving it to the Kohanim on the same day that he's machrimid. I think you could explain to Eilish Shleimeh, though, even though it belongs to Hektish, but it's already chalon in the din of Chayim Kohanim, it's already chalon in the din of Mam and Kayin. Till the Kayin gets it, it's Hektish. But it's chala din mam and kayin on this chayf. It's mashenk magezel ger. There's no chalais mam and kayin until you bring it to the kahanim. Now, I'm going to kuda a little bit weit in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses what's the din if the din of, we're talking about steachuzah, the Gemara actually went to. The sada yaitza kahanim b'yayvel is given to that mishmar. So the question is, so when does this steachuzah go to the kahanim? When yayvel starts. So the Gemara Shaila, what if Yevil starts on Shabbos? On Shabbos is when the Mishmar is changed. You have the Mishmar coming in, you have the Mishmar going out. So which one do you give it to? The Mishmar coming in or the Mishmar going out? So the Gemara says you give it to the Mishmar that's going out. That's the one that's considered their Mishmar. The Mishmar going out is the one that's supposed to get it. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that Shemitah and Yevil work at the same time. Now, Shemitah cancels a chayv. Yevil sends a field back to the original owner. Shemitah and Yevil do that at the same second. Why? Because since Shemitah works at the end of the year, and Yevil works at the beginning of the year, so the same second, when the year changes from Shemitah to Yevil, at that second, all the chayvas are canceled. And at that same second, all the fields go back. It's the same second because it's the end of the Shemitah, the beginning of Yevil. So the Gemara asks Akasha, but it's not true, because Shemitah ends on Rosh Hashanah, and Yovel starts on Yom Kippur. So it's not the same second. The Shemitah, the cancellation of the loans for Shemitah happen on Rosh Hashanah, the end of the Shemitah year, Rosh Hashanah of the next year, and Yovel only starts Yom Kippur of the next year. So the Gemara says, Hamani b'shmel b'nei shebrechel mebreki, that says that it starts in Rosh Hashanah. That Yovel starts in Rosh Hashanah. So kumteis l'meskanes ha-Gemara, if someone has a stay achuzi, it's makdish a stay achuza, and no one's paid it, so it goes to the kahanim b'yevil, it goes to the mishmar. Which mishmar does it go to l'maskana? The one that's there Rosh Hashanah, or the one that's there Yom Kippur? So the answer is a machlokes tanan. Pashtus, it goes by the mishmar that's there on Yom Kippur. But we have the man the Yom b'shmol b'nei shebrechem b'breker that says Rosh Hashanah u'dechayel, the Yom Kippur starts in Rosh Hashanah. So it depends on that machlokes, according to the Rabbana, it would be Yom Kippur. According to Rosh Shmuel b'nei shebrechem b'breker, it would be Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas B'chukosai, Perek of Zayin Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when he talks about Stei Achuzah, he says that it goes to the Kanim on the Mishmar that Yom Kippur of Yovel comes, because that's when Yovel starts. Rashi L'chayel is going, now look at Rosh Shmuel b'nei shebrechem b'breker. The Rambam, in Hilchos Erechin, Perek Dav, Alach Chav Dav, he's talking about Stei Achuza. He says, Kishetetzi asada kanem b'yevel, tinasin l'kayin shebemishma shepaga b'yevel, v'mhoi yirei sheshana shal yevel b'shambis, shehemishma yeitzei, mishma nichnas, tinasin l'mishma yeitzei. So the Rambam's mavur that it's totally in the Rosh Hashanah of Yevel. So the Rambam apparently is going, like Rabbi Shmuel b'nei shebechem b'breka. So the Lechem Mishnah asks the following. The Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't still mishitasei, because the Rambam in Perek Yud from Milchus Shmita v'Yevel, He says, Kevin Shigir Yomiki Purim, Taku Bezim Beshaifer, Niftra Avotl Matein, Lechazu Sadus Abalayan. So you see that the Rambam holds that Yovel starts at Yom Kippur. So why did the Rambam say that the Sneachuz that goes to the Mishmar that was pogged by Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, it should be Yom Kippur of Yovel? That's Vektalecha Mishnah Akasha. But the Mishnah Lamelech points out that Lechair, it's not Akasha Bechlau. If you look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for many things, and one of them is Yovelos. And the Gemara asks the Kasha that it's not a Rosh Hashanah for Yovelos because Yovelos started on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it goes like the Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem and Breka. And the Gemara says the following, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem and Breka said that from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, the Avadim don't go home, but neither do they work. They're Eichlem v'sheisim v'smeichem v'tersayim v'rasheim. Because it says, V'kidashim v'shnas ha-chamishim, so it sounds like the whole year. But it says, B'yayim v'kipurim tevir v'sheifah, so it sounds like Yom Kippur. The Teretz is an in-between stage. On Rosh Hashanah, the Avadim can't work. And they sit in the Eichlem v'sheisim v'smeichem until Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, it says, Taku bezim v'sheifah, niftu avadim v'tein, v'sadis chayzus v'baleihem. And that's a Bishmol B'nai Shebrechem Ebrechem. I shake in their abundant hold that nothing happens in Rosh Hashanah. But this thing of Kevin Shigiyah Mikipurim, Taku Bezdim B'Sheifer, V'Sadeh Schaizus Abalayim, V'Avadim Niftru L'Bateyem, is Rabbi Shmol B'nai Shebrechem Ebrechem. So the emes is, you can ask Akasha, and quite a few Achreinim ask the Akasha, that Agamar is Mavur, that Yovel, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem and Breka, starts on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan hold that Yovel starts on Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem and Breka hold that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara, the way Rashi is learning, that says that Shemitah and Yovel start at the same second, is going like Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem and Breka. Shemitah is Meshamet the Chayvus at the end of the year. Yovel is Chayzer the Sadis at the end of the year. And that is the exact same second, the start of Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that according to Bishmol ben Eishah Bechem and Breka, the Avadim, they don't work after Rosh Hashanah. They really don't work starting Rosh Hashanah. They don't go home until Yom Kippur. So in Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the Eichel v'sheisin v'smeichem v'tersayim v'rasheyen. And then Bezdin blows the sheif in Yom Kippur, and the Avadim go to their homes, and the Sadis Achayzus Abalayim. So you see that even according to Bishmol ben Eishah Bechem and Breka, the Chazaris HaSadis take place on Yom Kippur. So that's a steer. When did the Chazaris HaSadis take place according to Bishmol ben Eishah Bechem and Breka? The Gemara in Erech Nea is Mavur on Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Chesem, is Mavur on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Lamelech here, yeah, and the Chazay Nachum here, and the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, and the Ayla Shleimai, they all discuss this question, but Ha'ayla from all of them, that the Teretz is, that by Sadis also is an in-between stage. Sadis also, it's not the Pshat, it belongs to the Kainan until Yom Kippur. That's Mavur and Agamara, that the Din Yovel is already Chal in Rosh Hashanah. Now there's an in-between stage. It already starts, just like the Eved, is an in-between stage. Already, the Lekeach loses it, Baruch Hashanah, but doesn't actually go back to the Meicher until Yom Kippur. And what's exactly the Pshat? Each Achron has his own way of saying the exact Pshat of how it works. But I'll go upon him, like the Mishnah Lamelech says, Lecha Mishas Kashas Miyushev. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, he's going with the Bishmol B'nai Shebrechem and Breakup. Which Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem Breka is the one that says that by the Tkiyah Shofar, that's when the Avadim and the Sadis actually go back to their proper place. But he still holds that Yovel starts in Rosh Hashanah. So Mel, the Rambam is very good, the Shitasei, that he says that the Steachuza goes to the Mishmar, whose turn it is when it's Rosh Hashanah. Because that's his psak, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah Bechem Breka. That Yovel is totally in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishmar of Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi in Chumash that says the Mishmar of Yom Kippur, that's going like the Rabbanan. And Mel, the Psakim of the Rambam, Shnim, very good.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.